Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The owner is ultimately the biggest problem. They were in classic fire the manager territory. They're 12-26. There seems to be a malaise about them. It's absolutely not his fault. This problem that they have goes so much deeper. It goes to the general manager who has not done enough with limited resources, and it goes to the owner who continually provides limited resources.
Ken Rosenthal, one of baseball's biggest insiders, saying that the issues go well beyond Derek Shelton. He blamed ownership. He blamed the GM. We all understand that. But so many in the national media, Buster Olney being another one, called Derek Shelton a scapegoat and that you can't win with a team this devoid of talent. Now, I would largely agree with that. This is a bad baseball team. Last year was a deeply flawed baseball team. The year before that, the same. And the 3 years before that, they were trying to lose. I get all that. You can only cook as good of a meal as you could cook with the groceries that are provided for you. Mm-hmm. Again, I get that. But I don't think Ken Rosenthal was watching Pirate games. I don't think Buster Olney's watching Pirate games. Maybe when Skeens pitches, the world watches. But apart from that, no one's putting on the Pittsburgh Pirates except here in Pittsburgh.
Right.
And if you're not watching, then the easiest thing in the world to do is to defend Derek Shelton. If you're like us and all the loyal listeners of this show, of this station, the loyal Pirate fans out there, you know Derek Shelton's not a good manager. And so let's not conflate the two things. That drives me nuts. This is not a victim here in Derek Shelton. He's been paid swimmingly for years to manage a baseball team. People on Twitter have said he's got a hot wife. I have not confirmed that. He's a handsome man who's making a lot of money, who's worked in baseball for years, who's going to find another baseball job. He is not a victim. He was not good at his job. He has the second worst winning percentage. I'm sorry. Let's be accurate on this. The third worst winning percentage of all time among managers who have been in the dugout for 700 plus games. This is not a victim. We see the bullpen management. We see the routine plays that are not made, the lack of accountability. All these things are the manager's fault. We look at the lineup, and we see a player go 3-for-4 with a homer and 2 runs driven in, and the next day, well, he's got to get off his feet. We see all these things because we put the Pirates under the microscope. We know better than Rosenthal. We know better than Olney. This guy wasn't good at his job, and so he's not a victim.
You want to know why? The main reason why he's not a victim is because he had 6 years. 6 years to do something. It's not 1.5 years now that he's gone. Like, that's a scapegoat. He had 6 years to do something and didn't do it.
Did he get better at the job?
No.
I don't think so either, man. And I gave him a pass. A lot of us did. Those first few years. The first 4 years he got a pass, and then the roster was better than it was. He never figured out how to manage a bullpen correctly. And Jack Wilson, former Bucco, 12 years in the bigs, he tweeted out last night, baseball is played on the field, not on a calculator. I think you need a melding of the two in modern times. Analytics are a big part of this. But yeah, you need ball players and right. you need a manager to get the most out of ball players.
And if you don't have ball players, you need the manager to, like you just said, get the most out of the players that aren't really players. And you couldn't do that. You got to play small ball. You got to play in the margins like they tell us. But they just didn't. I mean, cell phones are falling out of pockets. There's all kinds of, you know, I mean, little stuff like that. If you're not a good baseball team and don't have good players, you need to have everything buttoned up. And he never did.
Every single player should run hard out of the box.
Yeah.
They should, and they have this year, they should steal as many bases as possible. They started off 2 years ago doing it when they got out to that 20-8 start, and then magically that part of their game just disappeared. And yeah, the league adjusts, but you should still have that as one of your strengths. How often do we see them hit behind runners? I'll answer my own question. Very rarely. How often do they, when called upon, lay down a bunt correctly? I'll answer my own question. Very rarely. It's never been easier to manage in the National League than it is right now. You're not doing double switches. Your pitcher's not hitting. You're an AL manager. Like, for years, it was, it's easier to manage in the AL. Absolutely it was. Now it ain't. You have to make less decisions than ever before. And he still couldn't get it done. And I have nothing personally against Derek Shelton. I don't take great joy in ripping the guy. But again, he is a millionaire because of this sport. He's got an impeccable beard. He will be fine. So I don't feel sorry for the guy. One day I'll get fired. People aren't going to feel sorry for me. Like, this is one of my least favorite things to do in this job, is basically to dance on people's graves. I don't like it. But you know what? We get social media crap every single day. Every day. And you have to let it roll off your back. And every day when we talk, you run the risk of saying the wrong thing and never working in the industry again. That's a reality. So our job comes with scrutiny too. We have forward-facing public jobs. And one day, your legs get cut out from under you. That's how it goes. And yesterday, it just so happened that it was Derek Shelton whose head went up on a spike. That's the ecosystem we're in. And you know what? He deserved it. Fact. 412-928-9370. To get back to Jack Wilson's tweet for a second here, baseball is played on the field, not a calculator. A lot of his moves didn't make sense even analytically. Like, people want to blame analytics for everything. What was it? Two and a half, 3 weeks ago, where you have Andrew McCutchen and IKF on the bench, and you bring in Alexander Canario, and I think you had Joey Bart on the bench too. Three of your better right-handed hitters, actually, your three best right-handed hitters all on the bench, you've got a lefty on the mound, and you go with Alexander Canario? That doesn't make sense. Not from an eye test standpoint, and also not from a calculator standpoint, an analytical standpoint. So I think Ben Cherington is very analytically driven, or at least he's allegedly an analytics guy. But he expects guys like Tommy Pham to work out, where all the analytics and just your counting stats are typical ones. They tell you he's not a good baseball player. And then you've got Derek Shelton that turns a blind eye to analytics at times. What is the philosophy? And there's no consistency. My voice is getting very high and screechy in my emotion.
And it's definitely interesting to see what direction that they go in. Whenever this is all said and done, who's going to be the next manager? Who may be the next GM? Will they stick with in-house? Like, but you're right. Like, you cannot be in all sports whenever you have management and then you have coaching. Like, you have to be on the same page. You cannot not be on the same page. And I feel like that was the situation with the Penguins.
Yes.
I'm not saying anything that's like rocket science. Like, I think that was the situation with the Penguins. And you don't want to see that be repeated, obviously, here with the Pirates whenever they have opportunity, and with the Penguins whenever they have opportunity to make the connection. You're just not going to win if you're on different pages.
Correct.
Just not.
And I think one of the reasons why they're, quote-unquote, not on the same page or weren't on the same page with a lot of stuff is because there's no clear direction.
There's no direction, but the philosophies are different. And you're just not going to change your philosophy to try to believe into something that you just haven't really done. Like, you know, you just don't believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that even if they did believe in it, that they were going to be a good baseball team and Derek Shelton was going to get things together. But, like, I don't know. It's just...
You can point to 4 or 5 managerial decisions this year that cost them games.
Yeah. And last year. How many last year?
A bunch. A bunch last year.
A bunch.
How many one-run games did they lose? How many games this year has a starting pitcher gone 6 innings? Dan Zangrilli brings the stat all the time up all the time that they've lost. That's because your manager is making poor late-game decisions. But even beyond that, every single game, you've seen at least one mental error. They haven't played a clean game all year long. So it's the decision-making, it's the lack of accountability, it's the lack of attention to detail, it's not being buttoned up. All of those things are why Derek Shelton's not here today. And Ken Rosenthal's not incorrect when he blames ownership and he blames the GM. We have done those things too.
Yeah.
But that does not mean that Derek Shelton's some innocent victim here. Texter, really? You guys have a fear of saying the wrong thing? No, that's not what I said. I'm not scared when I turn the microphone on. I know you're not. But the cruel reality of this world is we could say the wrong thing at any moment, and that's it.
That's it.
But no, you can't go into this being scared.
No.
Texter, I hope to God the Sunday lineup gets eliminated immediately. Me too. We can get into some things we're hoping that changes for the next 100-plus games with Donnie Kelly. We'll do just that. The phone lines are open at 412-928-9370. Do you agree with Ken Rosenthal and think Derek Shelton's a victim? 412-928-9370. We'll mix some Steelers and George Pickens talk in a little bit later on. Perhaps we'll get Popey as well. Talk about that Pope. You know when it would probably hit me that I'm the Pope? Is when I take my first poo. Like, I'm sitting on the toilet. I have some time to myself, because he probably gets no time to himself right now. You're the new Pope.
Yeah, he's busy.
When I sat down on the toilet for the first time to take care of my business, it would probably hit me and I'd go, oh my God, I'm the Pope.
Hmm.
My first poop as Pope
hmm.
would be a big moment in my life.
Yeah.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We love our texters at 412-928-9370. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And here's one from Andy in Gibsonia, who texts all the time. Shelton deserved to be fired, but basically our hopes lie in whether or not Kelly is better at shuffling the deck chairs on the Titanic. Guys, make no mistake, this season's over. It's over. There are reasons to watch, and we'll get into those and things we'd like to see, but if they're going to make the playoffs, which, come on, they'd have to go 77-47 the rest of the way. Jordan, you think this team can play 30 games over 500 ball the rest of the way?
No.
Yeah.
But they can at least make it exciting. You talk about that a lot with the Steelers. You talk about that a lot even with the Penguins, about at least make it fun, at least make it exciting, at least crushing some team's hopes that might have a chance to get into the playoffs, doing stuff like that. Yeah, that's fun.
I expect because they're going to get healthy and because Don Kelly is not Derek Shelton that they'll play at a higher winning percentage the rest of the way than they have so far. I don't know if I'll ever get on board with it being exciting. I mean, there will be things like Bubba Chandler's going to make his debut this year.
Can it be fun? Exciting,
yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
It'll be fun. Seeing, you know, them get a spark.
Here's what I'd like to see. And I don't know if this is something that Don Kelly can make happen or if this is all Ben Cherington's purview, but like I would promote Bubba Chandler the next time he's set to go. Whenever it is that it's his turn in the rotation, get him up here and then keep him here the rest of the year. I would move Cameron Majinski immediately then to the bullpen. You'll have Spencer Horwitz at first sooner rather than later, even though he's been really bad in his rehab. Gorski I'd have in the outfield pretty much every night.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have Nick York at second base every night until Nick Gonzalez is healthy and ready to go. Now, Nick York's stats in AAA are bad. Billy Cook's stats in AAA are bad. This is all on Ben Cherington. That's not a Derek Shelton thing. These are guys brought in via trade, and they haven't been good. Now, Gorski was drafted under the previous administration. Don't care. He's got more of a future with this organization than Tommy Pham does. Adam Frazier doesn't have a future in this organization. So I'm not playing those guys at all. At all.
I mean, you think Cherington's going to do that now that Shelton's gone?
No. No.
I mean, he's still the one pressing the buttons.
You're right. As for that Andy text from Gibsonia, reshuffling deck chairs on the Titanic. Yeah, for this year, that's the case. But make no mistake, getting a new manager in here is going to help. If they hire the right one, and they have to hire the right one, and mm-hmm. I don't necessarily have faith that they will hire the right one, but I bring this up all the time. You won with Clint Hurdle. You won with Neil Huntington. You can win here in Pittsburgh, even with the purse strings tightened. You can. So I don't want to hear this change is nothing. It's not going to make them contenders this year. And you might be in for another 4 or 5 year mother bleeping rebuild. But you can win here in Pittsburgh with the right people in charge. Fact. They've done it. And other small market teams win too. So that's not a reason why you hold on to Derek Shelton. To the phones?
Yes, sir.
To Tom and Plum. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
A lot of things drive me nuts about Shelton, but the one thing you guys hit on it already is the lack of consistent lineup. I know we don't have the regular all-stars in there that we can put in there, but the 25 different guys playing first base. And the situation a few years ago, guy hit a ground ball to first, I think Baez from the Cubs.
Yeah.
And, you know, he just started running backwards to home plate, and then they threw it away three times. He ends up on third.
Yeah.
And that's just from guys not used to playing their regular positions every day. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they've done a lot of that. And I don't know that that's on Shelton or that that's on Cherington. But if you're going to play a guy at first base, let's just use Enmanuel Valdez as an example, who hasn't played first base, I don't really care. If you're out there, you need to be fundamentally sound. Period.
I think that's on Cherington.
It's on Cherington.
Not getting the right players not getting the right positional players in the offseason or trades to be able to play those positions, and now you're stuck with guys, and you're like, oh, let's just move this guy. Let's shuffle the deck chairs, as you said before.
I'm totally with you on that's a Cherington thing.
Yeah.
But if you are a Major League Baseball player, yeah, you might not have the range at first if you're Enmanuel Valdez. But you need to know the fundamentals. That needs to get beat in your head.
Man.
Needs to.
I mean, Do you fault Henry Davis by playing right field, never playing right field?
No, if he can't, get to a baseball because he's slow and bulky, like, that's not on him.
Or judging the wall?
That's not on him. But when O'Neill Cruz is throwing the ball to the wrong base, that stuff to me is on the manager. Like, you need to be teaching these guys.
Yeah, every day.
Like, if he doesn't have a great read off the bat, like, a physical error is different to me than a mental error.
Yeah.
And if Edmanuel Valdez, like, when he couldn't catch a couple of balls that Paul Skeens threw to him, like pickoff throws, that's a physical error. Right. That's on the player.
Yeah.
But when you're throwing the wrong bases, when you're not doing the routine things,
baseball stuff,
and you're not being held accountable for it, you're getting trotted back out there, that's on the manager to me.
Okay. Yep.
412-928-9370. Texter, no one cares about the Pirates or Shelton. Move on. Way to ruin a Friday. The phone lines are jammed. It's breaking news from yesterday that we haven't had a chance to react to, and so we're going to react to it. If you'd like Steelers talk, you will get it at 8 o'clock with our guy, Chris Carter, joining the show. Here's a little football for you. Andrew Filippone on August 3rd, 2022, tweeted out a video from training camp of Kenny Pickett throwing a back shoulder ball to George Pickens and tweeted, "Pickett to Pickens is going to be the new Montana to Rice, mark my words." Well, Harry Callis, upon the trading of George Pickens, dug that tweet up, quote tweeted it, and wrote, "This has become the greatest social media post of all time." Callis's tweet has now been viewed 994,000 times. And you said before the show, there's one person who's perturbed by this, and it's not Andrew Filippone. It's our guy, Austin Bechtold.
Yes. He couldn't sleep last night. He was restless.
Bechty tweets more than anybody at the station.
Yes.
I don't think it's even close.
Nope.
Pony is a serial tweeter, but no one tweets more than Austin Bechtold. He's been looking his entire life for the viral tweet, and Nicholas Harry Callis, just on a whim,
bang,
"I'm going to send this out." He's going to get a million views on that sucker.
Yep.
I don't know that I've got it ever a million views on a tweet. I think you probably have at some point.
Yeah, 3 million, yep.
Oh, he already knew. Do you remember what the tweet was?
It was the picture of the AFC North quarterbacks, and it was like Macaulay Culkin. It was Carlton. It was Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, Samuel L. Jackson.
I'm not guessing. I'm not playing that game.
Russell Wilson was obviously Carlton. Joe Burrow. And then Deshaun Watson was Bill Cosby.
Oh!
It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Now let's do one with kickers.
Oh, jeez.
That's a Justin Tucker joke for those of you who are uninitiated. All right. Coming up next, we'll take a few more calls here on Derek Shelton being let go. Why was Ben Cherington the man who made that decision? How does that sit with you at 412-928-9370? And then a rumored Steelers wide receiver target, probably not going to be welcomed in here with open arms, Doran. We'll tell you why we know that.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our wonderful friends at Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We are taking a ton of calls on Ben Cherington still remaining with the Pirates organization and Derek Shelton no longer being the skipper for the Buccos. We'll get to you in a second here. The Steelers have been linked to Alan Lazard of the New York Jets, a guy who Aaron Rodgers has a good relationship with. And so this was aggregated, put out on Instagram. And in response to that Instagram post, Steelers safety Deshaun Elliott replied, "He's so ass, LOL." Didn't he compare either a Steelers opponent or a coach to Osama bin Laden last year?
Yes.
Deshaun, put the phone down, man.
Yeah, he's a psycho. He's losing it.
Just put the phone down. He's so ass. I think Deshaun Elliott had a great year last season.
Yeah, he did really well.
He's a really good player.
Yep, really good signing for them.
I think he was the better of the two safeties who played for them last year.
Yeah.
And I'm happy he's going to be back this year. But my man, put the phone down because Alan Lazard about to walk up in here and he's going to say, "Where the hell is Deshaun Elliott?" And they're going to have to throw hands in the middle of the locker room. I don't make the rules.
Unless they're like boys off the field and it's a joke.
He's so ass.
So funny.
I don't like that though. Not because he said it. I mean, I also
what
don't
if they're
like
friends?
That. If they're friends, it's totally fine. Right. You bust balls. That's life. And they might be. But if that's what he actually thinks, then I don't want Alan Lazard. And I kind of don't want him anyway because he's buddies with Aaron Rodgers. And you can't let Aaron Rodgers make all your offseason decisions for you. It's a terrible look.
I mean, Alan Lazard, whenever we went through it yesterday, I mean, he had a decent season.
He's had 27 touchdowns in 6 years. My man scores. But, like, come on now. If I have a really good defensive back, and that's how I would characterize Deshaun Elliott after watching him last season, he says that this guy is ass. I don't want ass on my team. I ain't running a strip club. I don't need this guy. Alan Lazard. He's so ass. And it's not like it's Dante Jackson saying it. Or I'll throw some friendly fire at my Mountaineer brethren. Beanie Bishop saying it.
I mean, Deshaun
like those
Elliott,
guys can't evaluate. They don't know.
Deshaun Elliott, I mean, if you rank the, you know, Alan Lazard's career and Deshaun Elliott's career, I think Alan Lazard would come out on top.
What?
This far. Yeah. For sure. I think Alan Lazard is older than Deshaun Elliott, but I mean, look at the statistics.
Alan Lazard. You can do better than Alan Lazard. I like saying his name though, if that's not obvious.
Big body, as Pat was saying yesterday.
That's great. They got big bodies in the tight end room. You got DK Metcalf. You need a guy who can run routes. You need a guy who can catch balls.
Alan Lazard can.
Volume. I need a volume guy. A chain mover. They got enough weapons for the red zone. Metcalf and Washington and Freiermuth. It's plenty.
Huh.
A new running back. Caleb Johnson. You got all kind of red zone weapons. I need a possession receiver.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, sure. Ayuk.
It would cost the 49ers $65 million if they traded him. In dead cap money?
Oh, man. They ain't doing that.
No, that's not going to happen.
But they want to, it seems like. I mean,
I really don't understand it. I know Florio said it with the PM guys, and other people have run with this, that they would love to unload that contract. I'm sure they would, but you can't have $65 million in dead cap space to not have Brandon Ayuk. That makes zero sense. Mm-hmm. All right. To the phones?
Yes.
We go to the phones. I always ask you. You like that?
Yeah. What if I say no?
To the phones, Dorn. Yes?
No. To the phones.
Donovan in Elwood City. Hello.
I don't think Shelton's a victim at all. I think he's made his bed. Like, you see it with his win-to-loss record overall for the past 6 years. And, like, he could have said, hey, I need help, or gone even and even said, hey, can I get a better hitting coach to try and save his job? But he didn't do either of those.
Well, you know what, Donovan? You bring up a really good point, and Buster Olney was talking about Derek Shelton and how he's the scapegoat, and he was talking about all these hitters that they've had that haven't worked out. Yeah, they haven't drafted good hitters. Fact. But they also haven't developed anybody either. And this is a guy who was hired because he was a good hitting coach. Jack Sawinski took steps back. I'm not going to list everybody. Everybody knows. Who has come in here? I sounded like an owl there. Who has come in here as a hitter and gotten better?
Nobody.
Not one. O'Neill Cruz, I guess, would be one this year, but I'm going to put that on his talent. He is incredibly talented. And you know what? I'll be nice. I'm an affable guy. People love me, Dorn.
Mm-hmm. They love Larry more, but go ahead.
I will give him credit for O'Neill Cruz. I'll backpedal immediately. All right, you can have O'Neill Cruz. That's one. That's not good enough.
Right.
So there you go.
Yeah.
You're out. Bob in Indiana, hi.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're great. Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, sure.
I have a proposed trade for you. I know you got to trade something to get something, so just keep an open mind. You trade Bubba Chandler, top pitching prospect, number one prospect on the Pirates list, to the Boston Red Sox for Roman Anthony, their number one prospect. The guy's a stud, according to what MLB at bat shows. Guys in AAA, Bubba Chandler in AAA. They need hitting.
Yeah, I would totally be there for trading from a position of strength, and they have one position of strength on this team, and it's their starting pitching depth. I would have been up for it more in the offseason. They traded Luis Ortiz for Horowitz. I didn't hate the trade at the time. I understood the trade. I continue to understand the trade. They didn't do enough in that regard. I would be looking to move Mitch Keller. If money is an issue for them, then money out for money in. I said it this offseason, you should trade Mitch Keller. But let me be clear on this right now. Ben Cherington should not be allowed to make one more trade for the Pirates. They should have let him go yesterday when they let Derek Shelton go. I don't trust this guy to swing a good trade. He's made one or two good trades as the GM for the Buccos. And so him making another one would be a crime to me. 412-928-9370. Deshaun Elliott, not a fan of Alan Lazard. He says he's so ass. It's very funny to me.
Me too.
There's so many other ways he could have put it, man. I think that was the funniest way. He so ass, LOL. Your thoughts on Alan Lazard perhaps becoming the next Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver? And if you'd like to comment any more on Shelton or Cherington, we'll take those calls too. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Noah Hiles is going to join us at 8:35. His reaction to Derek Shelton being let go and Ben Cherington sticking around. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Chris Carter of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette to talk about some options that might be out there to quote-unquote replace George Pickens. I'm seeing Dove Kleiman, you know, that weird Twitter account.
Yes.
Put out there the video of a Steelers fan going through all of his jerseys of players who are no longer on the team. Justin Fields, George Pickens, Antonio Brown, Najee Harris. Now I'm watching it in real time because I forget. Kenny Pickett, Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, and I'm looking at the mentions here, and a lot of Steelers fans seemingly Juju Smith-Schuster, have sympathy for this guy. And what I got to say to him, man, is get a better sense of these things. Like, a Justin Fields jersey? Like, how long did you think Justin Fields was going to be here? Like, what are we doing there?
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett, I understand, probably a Pitt fan first-round pick. Deontay Johnson. Was Deontay Johnson ever jersey-worthy?
I don't think so.
Was Chase Claypool ever jersey-worthy?
Well, Deontay Johnson was paid a lot of money.
Yes, he was.
So you're thinking he's going to be here for a while, so he's justifiable in a way.
He was.
I think all those guys are justifiable.
He was always just okay, Deontay Johnson.
He was, but you thought that he was going to be here a while because they paid him.
I'm throwing this out there right now to Steelers fans, and I'm serious about this. 412-928-9370, and you can call us on the hotline whenever you want, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh Trusted Plumbing, and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Before you buy a Steelers jersey, a Penguins jersey, a Pirates jersey, give us a ring or give us a text, and we'll tell you whether or not it's going to be a good purchase for you.
Yeah.
A good investment.
Think about the investments my kids have. I mean, all their jerseys, the guys are gone.
Oh, that's right.
They have Kenny Pickett's. They have Najee Harris. They have George Pickens. They have Deebo Samuel. They have Stephon Diggs in Buffalo. I mean, all those guys are gone. I got those jerseys in the last 2 years.
Here's my rule on buying jerseys. Now that I've grown up and it's my money and not my parents' money. Are they a team legend?
But people think they could be. That's the thing. You're in the moment.
Deontay Johnson was never going to be a legend. Kenny Pickett, I put off to the side because of the Pitt thing, and he's a first-round pick. If you draft a quarterback in the first round, you want to run out and buy the jersey. If you'd call in, text in, tweet in, and ask, the answer would have been yes to that. But Deontay Johnson was...
You thought that he might be the next AB.
Oh, what?
At some point.
What?
Whenever you probably bought the jersey, thinking that he was the next AB.
Well, is the next AB even worth getting a jersey? Because that guy was a jackass.
I mean...
You reach out to TJ Watt, safe. Yep. Andrew McCutcheon, safe. Paul Skeens, not going to be here for long.
Wasn't safe, though, because he left.
But you can always wear a Kutch jersey, and that's how I view it. Like, okay. If and when that guy is out of here,
can you still wear the jersey?
Can you still wear the jersey?
I like that.
If you're wearing AB, I don't know about that these days.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer, though.
Sure he is. But he also threw a football at the feet of the quarterback and was driving a million miles an hour on McKnight Road, and the list goes on.
But if you like AB for AB's time as a Pittsburgh Steelers on the field, you would wear an AB jersey. I don't have no problem with that.
The AB jersey...
That's fine to me.
Ages a lot better than the other jerseys. Because I think you can wear it kind of ironically, too.
Uh-huh.
And he's got such a massive Twitter following now. He's very funny. Or at least his writer is on Twitter.
But even like you said, your own argument here, a lot of these people who buy these jerseys are fans of maybe the college. And the college player. Like Chase Claypool could be a Notre Dame fan. I'm gonna buy everybody bought a Chase Claypool jersey that was a Notre Dame fan and a Steelers fan.
And there's a big overlap there. It's a Venn diagram.
Ohio State, Justin Fields, a bunch of them.
You know what? A good point by you.
Alabama, Najee Harris.
You can run it by us on a case-by-case basis. Sure. Sure. We'll factor all things into account. Yep. Penguins is pretty easy. Crosby, Malkin, Letang. I think Fleury aged well. I think you could wear a Jordan Staal. Anybody who won a cup, you can re-rock that jersey. You can rock it whenever you want. Same with the Steelers.
Yager?
Absolutely, you can rock a Yager now.
Even though that he...
Now that they retired the number, I think...
Before that, can you rock a Yager jersey?
I think it would have been tough because he spurned you to go to Philly.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. This is why you run it past us on a case-by-case basis. We will be the grand poobas on all things jersey purchase. You can't run it by like Austin Bechtold. He gets one of everybody. You can't do that. You run it by us. Texter. I needed to read this. I'll read it coming up later. It's a very funny text that I can't find right now because we're getting buried in jersey talk.
Of course we are.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.